So today on The Family Show, we're going to be talking about an event that's coming to the Yorkshire Showground once again in a few weeks, the Northern Shooting Show 2019. Now, I'm joined in the studio today by Paul, who is one of the organisers of the event. Hello, Paul.
Hi there.
Nice to see you again. And just for someone who's never been to the Northern Shooting Show, you're in your fourth year now, but for someone who's never been and wants to know a bit about what's going to actually happen at the show, just tell us a bit about it.
The show's back for its fourth year, as you say. We started in 2016. It's a show basically for shooters, and it showcases everything shooting related.
As we said, we're on The Family Show today. People may be listening in thinking, why is this going to be on The Family Show? But the Northern Shooting Show, it's not just for shooting enthusiasts, people that are well-versed in the sport. It's more about the family aspect, isn't it? In recent years, you're looking at, you want people to bring their families, their kids, boys and girls, to come and enjoy the sport along with all the exhibitors and with the experts.
Absolutely. One of the real big attractions of shooting is it can be done by anybody, male, female, people with disabilities can shoot, and that everyone is on a level playing field. It attracts all age groups, so you can have a 10-year-old girl competing with a 90-year-old man on a clay shoot, and they'll both probably be as good as each other. It's a complete leveller. So it's a real great attraction for families. Brings families together, they can shoot together, enjoy their leisure time together. It's just a great pastime.
Now, one thing people may be a bit concerned about if they were to bring their children would be the safety aspect of things, because I think shooting gets a bit of a bad rep when it comes to safety, but this is so safe, isn't it? And on the day, there'll be so many people there to ensure that fun is had by both children and everyone, and it's completely safe throughout.
The perception is, obviously, it could be unsafe. The actual reality is it is one of the safest sports out there. It's far safer than probably even tiddlywinks, if you look at the statistics. We have the officers on the range, on the clay line, so the coaches, who are all fully trained coaches from CPSA, which is the Clay Pigeon Shooting Association, or BASC, British Association of Shooting and Conservation, all trained coaches. The kids, or whoever goes on the clay line, will have ear protection, eye protection. They'll get a little vest to wear. They'll be trained, taught how to shoot the shotgun, and they'll make sure that they hit some clays, so they have a great fun. Same goes with the air gun ranges. It's a one-on-one experience with a trained professional at all times. We've got a huge clay line. It becomes one of the biggest in Europe for the weekend. If you're into shooting, you can actually come along and try all the shotguns from the different manufacturers, compare them before you buy them. So you're not forced down the road of just one particular brand. You can try a whole host. Virtually every major brand will be there. You can have a go on the 50 bird sporting competitions. If you've never shot before, again, you can come and try it for the first time, which is great for families with the kids getting involved. Get them away from the consoles, get them some fresh air. Again, the same on the air gun ranges. Try all the major brand air guns, completely safe, fully with an instructor. And also, if you've never shot before, coming along, go in and buy one from the retailers on the day, because we've got virtually every type of retailer on site. So everything shooting related is also for sale on the day. We've got gun dog scurries, so you can watch the gun dogs, you can have a go on the ranges. There's cookery demonstrations showing how to prepare game. It's just a complete attraction for all families.
Now, you mentioned the gun dogs there. If someone like me had never heard of a gun dog before, not too sure, obviously we know it's a dog, but what does a gun dog actually do when it comes to shooting?
If you're out in the field and you're shooting game, you need to retrieve it to bring it back so that you can put it back into the food chain. The gun dog will shoot off, pick up the pheasant or whatever, bring it back, retrieve it. It's an art to teach the dog to do that, so there's experts on hand. So if you are into your gun dogs, there's every kind of level of expert, and they'll be doing demonstrations, there's competitions for you to get involved in. If you've never seen one before, come along and just sit on the bench, watch it all day long. It's a fantastic experience watching the dogs. They're just unbelievable what they can do.
Brilliant. Well, there you have it, the Northern Shooting Show 2019, coming to the Yorkshire Showground on the 11th and 12th of May. If there's anyone listening that wants to get involved with tickets, can they do so beforehand or on the day? How does it work?
Go to the website northernshootingshow.co.uk/tickets. Adults are £12 in advance. So if there's two adults, two children, it's just £24 for two adults, because kids go free. We want to get kids into shooting. We want to have them to have a great day. So the tickets are completely free for children with a paying adult. That's sponsored by BASC, British Association of Shooting and Conservation. So it makes it a very, very sensibly priced family day out. If you're bored on Sunday, come down. You can buy them on the gate as well at £15, but get them early. Come in for a little bit cheaper.
It's worth pointing people in the direction of your Facebook as well, the Northern Shooting Show Facebook, because there's so many pictures from previous years on there. We'll put a few pictures on our website as well, strayfm.com, and you can see just how enjoyable this event is going to be. Back for its fourth year, Northern Shooting Show 2019. Paul, thank you very much for coming into the studio.
Thank you for having me, and look forward to seeing you and all the Stray FM team there.
Oh, I'll be there, don't worry. Thank you very much.